Forward. The sutras on the fivefold act of divine consciousness form a unique work of divine inspiration. These sutras can confer Shiva's bliss on every reader. One of the special qualities of this matchless work is that it can bestow spiritual happiness both momentarily and continuously. The more one reads and meditates on it, the more one realizes its spiritual depth and its perennial inspiration. Professor K. Shivananda Kamath, Hosdurg, Kanangad, Kerala, India. Introduction. The Paradise of Joy. Kahin Kabir Vichar K. Kabir ponders and says, "He who has neither caste nor country, who is formless and without quality, fills all space. The Creator brought into being this paradise of joy, and from the word Om, the creation sprang. The earth is His joy. His joy is the sky. His joy is the flashing of the sun and the moon. His joy is the beginning, the middle, and the end. His joy is eyes, darkness, and light. Oceans and waves are His joy. His joy, the Saraswati, the Jumna, the Ganges. The Guru is one, and life and death, union and separation, are all His plays of joy. His play, the land and water, the whole universe. His play, the earth and the sky. In play is the creation spread out. In play it is established. The whole world, says Kabir, rests in His play. Yet still the player remains unknown." The poet Saint Kabir, Songs of Kabir. I'm going to ask you to keep an open mind while you read this book. I'm also going to ask you to set your ego aside completely. Now I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. Imagine this. Imagine that you are the author of the universe. You've just written the first scene in a play entitled My Manifestation. So far, so good. There are beautiful flowers, plants, trees, land, lakes, creepers of all kinds, and oceans in this scene. You've also included a beautiful sky that stretches as far as the eye can see. The scene also includes air, water, fire, and ether. Everything in this scene so far contains an original magnificence and pure beauty that is yours, untainted. Now you decide to write the second scene, but you realize that you have no characters yet. As you start to ponder the characters you want in this play of yours, you realize that there are so many you like that you can't possibly include just a few. You also decide that you want to have a go at playing each of your characters yourself. So now you've cast yourself in your own play, just for the fun of it. As you start to play the various roles, you realize how much fun it would be if, rather than writing the whole play before presenting it, you just improvised each scene as you go along. And so you set out on a magnificent journey in a play of your own creation that has no real beginning and no end. Now the stage is set for a supreme adventure in a paradise of joy. Imagine this as you read these pages. The highest Lord ever brings about the fivefold act. He is, in fact, the very grace itself, being always equipped with His supreme divine energy, Shakti, whose very nature is grace. Sri Abhinava Gupta. paratreshika vivarana. Even in this condition of the empirical self, he, the individual, does the five krityas, deeds, like him, like Shiva. Pratyabhinyaridrayam 10. It is through the constant, unimpeded awareness of the fivefold act of divine consciousness, the five krityas, that one realizes the self. Shiva performs this fivefold act unceasingly. The individual soul also performs this same fivefold act in a limited way, from birth to death. The fivefold act of divine consciousness is manifestation, sustenance, maintenance, withdrawal, disillusion, concealment, and grace. The two aspects of God. A person truly understands God only when he knows both of his aspects. Otherwise, his knowledge is incomplete. Paramahamsa Muktananda. Awareness of the fivefold act of divine consciousness also brings about another awareness, that of the two aspects of Shakti. Actually, the Shaiva Agama state that there are three aspects, the third being the subtle aspect. However, the subtle is contained in each of the two, which is why the Siddhas state it as two. Every activity, energy, can be seen as having two aspects. The first is the transcendental, limitless aspect, which represents the outlook of Shiva Shakti, the experience of the divine. The second is the immanent, limited aspect, that is the outlook of the jiva, unenlightened soul. You can also think of the transcendental as the expanded form and immanent as the contracted form of the same one energy of activity, vimarsha. For example, one can see an object, like a jar, as a mere object. This is the immanent, limited aspect of that perception. Or, one can experience that same jar as pure Spanda Shakti, as pure divine consciousness energy, a reflection of Lord Shiva himself. This is the transcendental, limitless aspect of that same perception. You can think of it in this way. You can become aware of the five krityas from the limited perspective of the individual bound soul or from the limitless perspective of Shiva. Your awareness of this fivefold act will determine your state of mind and your ability to experience samadhi. Lokananda Samadhi Sukham. The delight that the yogi feels in abiding in his nature as the knower in respect of both the subject and the object in the world is his delight of samadhi. Shiva Sutras 1:18. So, the joy of this world is the ecstasy of samadhi. What is samadhi? It has long been thought that samadhi is the state of pure bliss, experienced in meditation by those who are very advanced in their practice. Although necessary as a stepping stone to liberation, this experience is not true samadhi. Really, samadhi is the state of purnaham vimarsha, the state in which one experiences God in everything and in everyone, everywhere. It is the constant awareness that it is Shiva alone, divine consciousness, that exists everywhere, inside and out. The individual subject and object are only reflections of the inner knower. This is the highest state of consciousness, known as Duryatita, or Shiva Yapti. In this state, even the distinction between transcendental and immanent dissolves. For one who is in this state, the universe does not exist. For such a person, the entire cosmos is a play of divine consciousness emanating from inside one's own self. This state comes about through the practice of awareness of the fivefold act of divine consciousness and the two aspects of Shiva. The practice of this awareness is supported and made possible through Shaktipat and meditation. Again, the fivefold act of divine consciousness is manifestation, sustenance, maintenance, withdrawal, disillusion, concealment, and grace. What is the revelation of the fivefold act of divine consciousness? The revelation of the fivefold act is this. Taking the immanent aspect first, when you open your eyes upon waking in the morning and immediately perceive objects, people, places, things, this is Shiva's act of manifestation. When you sustain those objects in your view, hold them in your perception, for a period of time, this is God's act of sustenance. When you remove one object from your mind by replacing it with another, or when you remove objects from your mind, as when you close your eyes or otherwise turn away from those objects, as in meditation, this is his act of withdrawal. When in the process of creating, sustaining, and withdrawing the objects of your perception, you are not aware, or you forget that you are Spanda Shakti, when you forget that you are the Self, God, this is Shiva Shakti's act of concealment. And when, during the same process of creating, sustaining, and withdrawing objects, you have the realization that you are Shiva, or you remember that you are the Supreme I Consciousness, this is his act of grace. In their transcendental aspect, these same five deeds are Shiva's act of manifesting the universe in volition, his act of sustaining the universe through his will, Shakti, Shiva's act of withdrawing or dissolving the universe at the end of each world cycle, his act of concealing his true nature from himself, Maya, so that the manifestation can continue to be, and his act of grace, evolution, so that the Jiva, individual-bound soul, can realize his or her union with Shiva Shakti. This is the play of divine consciousness, wherein Shiva takes all the forms and plays all of the roles for his own sport. All of this occurs in the body of the divine Lord, Anuttara. Thou art that. With this as one's constant understanding, life is no longer an ocean of worldliness full of bondage and pitfalls, but a world full of God and his love. Shiva, the independent and pure self that always vibrates in the mind, is the Parashakti that rises as joy in various sense experiences. Then, the experience of this outer world appears as itself. I do not know where this word, samsara, has come from. Sri Abhinavagupta.